Guardian Unlimited.
I'm here on the Greenwich Peninsula in southeast London. Behind me is the Dome, and in front of me is an icy-looking Thames, where the most exciting watercraft you normally see is either a dredger or a cargo boat. But today, something different altogether has moved up alongside the platform. It's called the Earth Race. It's a boat. It looks like the kind of thing Batman would skipper. In just 3 months' time, it will set off from Valencia and attempt the fastest circuit of the world in a powerboat via the tropical waters of Panama, Hawaii, Singapore, and Suez. With us today is Pete Bethune, who's here to explain just why he's doing what he's doing.
What we've done, we've built this boat called Earth Race to attempt the round-the-world speed record, and we fuel the boat on biodiesel, so we run it as a promotion for renewable fuels, and we also run a carbon-neutral program, so we monitor the CO2 emissions from what my crew do and from what the boat and our ground crew vehicles, and we balance that with purchasing carbon credits. So just promoting those ideas, carbon neutrality for businesses and biodiesel and ethanol fuels. We made a record attempt in March, April this year and had quite a few problems along the way, and in the end had three storms in a row that ended up sort of meant we couldn't get the record.
And there were some pretty serious discomforts, I understand, on the way around first time. It might be interesting just to hear a little bit about those. There were bruised kidneys from the waves, and you had to kind of keep eyes out for pirates. You just want to describe some of the hardships, I suppose, that you had.
Yeah, one of the toughest days we had was when we were east of Nicaragua, and we had a vessel came up that just looked like pirates. It was five guys with M16 assault rifles, and so we started to pull away from them, and they called us up and said they were Navy, and in the end we weren't stopping, so they opened fire on us. There's a couple of bullet holes in the boat from where they shot at us, and pretty scary, you know, once people open fire on you, it's a scary episode.
So we're on the boat, walking up through the gangway, through the two fins, which are coloured in silver, like wings, and then down into the area which is basically incredibly tight under the deck. There's graffiti all over the walls of people who've enjoyed being on the boat over the last few years. Good luck and Godspeed, says Laura Jackson. And now we're moving past a couple of engine room areas and into what looks to me like the kitchen, where there's canned food, microwave, running water, some cutlery, and very tight kitchen conditions here. Little toaster, little kettle, and not much else.
My name's Liz Manahan. I'm from Maine, United States. Oh, you know, it's a small space, but the people are great, so you get along easy. You know, it's hard to cook in rough seas, but you make the best of it, and it's really been the best experience.
The GPS, so we use that to figure out where we are and where we're heading and plot a course.
And just thinking forward to the record attempt, what do you think your chances are?
I reckon about 50% chance. Yeah. If we get round in one piece and we don't have any major mishaps, then we'll get the record for sure. The boat is fast enough to get the record, but man, you don't go around the globe in record time without having dramas along the way. And we learned that first time round. You know, there were so many things to go wrong. And you go through some of the most dangerous waterways in the world. As an example, Borneo, all the fishermen there tow logs out in the water, and it attracts fish, and they fish by the logs. But these logs, man, they're dangerous for carbon boats. And you go steaming through there at 30 knots, you hit a big log and you're going down, you know. So you need a little bit of luck on this. But if we get a little bit of luck, we'll get the record.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.